Hello, and welcome to a SearchDataManagement.com podcast on cloud data management. This is Craig Stedman, the executive editor of Search Data Management and its companion site, Search Business Analytics. I'll be talking today with Rick Sherman, founder of consulting firm Athena IT Solutions, about the capabilities and limitations of cloud-based data warehousing and big data management services. Rick's company works with clients on business intelligence, data warehousing, big data, and data integration projects. He's also an author and an adjunct faculty member at Northeastern University's Graduate School of Engineering. Welcome to the virtual podcast studio, Rick, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Craig.
All right, well, to get started, how mature and functional are cloud-based data warehousing services such as Amazon Redshift?
All right, right now the cloud-based data warehousing services are fairly new. I mean, Amazon probably is made the biggest splash in the marketplace as far as hyper-publicity, and that's a fairly recent announcement. But since then, we have Teradata, IBM, both with and without Netezza, that's to be coming, Good Data using HP's Vertica, Burst. We also have other cloud databases out there, such as Microsoft, which is trying to gear SQL Server, Azure on the cloud, toward data warehousing. So we have a lot of vendors, both small and large, out there that are doing it. It reminds me a lot of when we had the first wave of BI or data warehouse appliances, where we had a wide variety of vendors and a wide variety of architectures. And I think that's really where we are with cloud-based data warehouses. We have many of them are using MPP, massively parallel processing, as the backbone, as what became sort of the de facto architecture for appliances. But there is a mix of whether it's relational, columnar, or other types of data structures underneath. So we have, a varied lot as far as our underlying architectures and an evolving set of capabilities in these vendors right now. And fairly new, although these vendors have been doing data warehousing either in-house or for customers for quite a while themselves. So it's not like they're new to warehousing, but the cloud is a newer type of offering for them.
And can cloud-based data warehouses take the place of on-premises data warehouses, or are there limits on what they can handle?
All right, and I think that's a sort of an open question, and let's talk a little bit about what kinds of things you need to think about. Now, first off, we have the real issue in front of people are, if you have an existing data warehouse infrastructure, would you move it? And put that separately as far as new capabilities, would you put them on the cloud? So let's first take the issue of new capabilities. Certainly, a lot of data warehousing can be a very time-consuming and an extensive implementation, especially for small to medium-sized businesses. So cloud data warehouse offerings bundled together, data integration, the data warehouse, sometimes BI, although oftentimes business intelligence is through a partnership, sometimes ETL is too. But in general, you're getting a sort of a package of services. You also don't have to manage the data warehouses, the storage, all the benefits of cloud computing. So there's certainly a lot of advantages to it. So you're probably up and going a lot quicker, but you still have to figure out what you want to put in a warehouse, what you want to analyze. But for a company that's just starting out in warehousing or one that's trying to expand it, I think it's a pretty good opportunity for them. I think just as in, I mentioned BI or data warehouse appliances before, just as sort of the first wave of those appliances were used for data marts or subject or business-specific type analytics, predictive analytics or sales analytics, web analytics, et cetera, it might first be a great opportunity for someone to use the cloud-based data warehouse, not so much for the enterprise data warehouse, but for a data mart or for new types of analytical areas. And I think that that's also dovetails into the discussion as to what you do if you have an existing data warehouse. You're probably not going to move it onto the cloud, especially if you have an extensive number of data sources, if there's a large volume on it, if there's large update volumes right now in your existing data warehouse, you're probably not going to move that just to move it to the cloud, but you want to look at, should you move new data sources or new types of analytics into the MART platform. One of the things that these cloud data warehouses as a service vendors are doing is they're using columnar databases, which are excellent for analytics. So again, this might dovetail pretty well as far as it's a good opportunity for you to leverage that for analytics.
Okay, and Amazon and other vendors have also launched cloud-based Hadoop repositories, NoSQL databases, and stream processing services. Are those offerings ready for enterprise uses?
Well, those offerings are probably even newer to a large extent and with a greater variety of newer entrants into the field than cloud data warehouses. So that's one area to consider, although certainly Amazon is one of the key entrants in that area. I think that Hadoop, cloud-based Hadoop repositories and NoSQL databases are an idea in the long run, whether the services are sort of ready for prime time now, to be determined. Certainly, it depends on what kind of volumes you have and how extensive Hadoop implementation you're looking to implement. But in the long run, it's my belief that cloud-based Hadoop repositories will be the primary way that big data, NoSQL Hadoop implementations will be in the future. I think that there is certainly the ability to get the infrastructure, to get the skill sets, to do that implementation for small to medium-sized businesses, and quite frankly, for a lot of large companies, is quite significant. And it as a cloud service makes much more sense for those companies to get it as a service than they would to be able to make the significant investment, both in skills, time, and infrastructure, to do it in-house. So I think that in the long run, that's clearly the direction of where Hadoop or NoSQL databases are going to be for the vast majority of folks, which is indeed how sort of web analytics has gone to a large extent, too. It's a little bit different than cloud-based data warehouses that may or may not be the primary mode of distribution in the future, or it'll take a lot longer. But I think the Hadoop on the cloud is certainly the wave of the future. I'm not quite sure if they're ready yet for a lot of companies, because a lot of companies are still experimenting with figuring out what they need to do with Hadoop and getting the skills to understand it, which they're still going to have to understand how to use it, even if it's a cloud-based service. So I think the immaturity of the marketplace from a user point of view has to mature a little bit more, too.
Okay, great. Well, we'll end it there for today. Thanks, Rick, and thanks to you for listening in. To learn more about Athena IT Solutions, you can go to www.athena-solutions.com, and you can find more tips, advice, and analysis on data management, BI, and analytics topics on Search Data Management and Search Business Analytics. This is Craig Stedman, signing off for now.